Hello and good morning. It is 9:13 in the AM. You're listening to Ben and Josh on the morning after.
Yes. And on the other end of the line, we have Charlie. Thanks for coming on to the show this morning.
Morena, guys. How you doing?
So good. Even better now that you're here.
I wish I actually was there.
I know, yeah, right? Splore Festival is coming up on the 26th to 28th of February, which is so exciting. Already Point Auckland, a very picturesque location. So what's summer been like for you is probably a nice way to start.
Summer for me has been super busy. I had a run of 9 shows in 7 days. So I started at Hidden Valley, went on to R&B where I did 2 sets, then to the Other Side Festival in the Coromandel, Northern Base up in Mangawhai where I did 2 sets, and then Resolution Festival, which was a kind of a alcohol-free hippie festival out west, and then both Bay Dreams.
Wowee! Well, you've had a busy time.
Yeah, that's packed. Gosh.
I don't know if I could handle such a schedule.
Yeah,
so,
the work rate.
Yeah, good
kudos
for you.
Yeah.
As an extension to that, how has COVID-19 over last year impacted you? And how pumped are you to be able to continue this festival season you've already had in New Zealand, where we're very lucky and get to do that?
Yeah,
kind of
on
stuff.
Behalf of the world.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I mean, for me, actually, the whole lockdown period was really productive. Well, the first lockdown, when the whole country was in lockdown, it was quite productive for me. Like, I went out and got myself a new desktop just before we locked down, and I had Logic Pro, which is a music program.
Mm-hmm.
But I just kind of spent lockdown becoming a Logic master.
Nice.
Just learning how to use it properly. I already kind of knew how to use it, but I wanted to kind of hone my skills, and this was the perfect time, you know, no distractions. And I actually started making drum and bass. Like, I know most people know me for drum and bass, but I actually have never produced my own drum and bass. So I started working on some D&B tunes, some instrumental stuff. I also started working on a remix for Reb Fountain, who's a really amazing New Zealand singer. And yeah, just kind of trying to put the time to good use. Obviously, exercising, and my husband and I played with Lego and stuff like that.
Fantastic.
But mostly on the music front. So,
nice.
That's so cool.
Fantastic.
When we came out of lockdown, I mean, obviously, we did lose shows over the winter, and that was really hard, and we were really nervous about what was going to happen, because my husband's a DJ too.
Yeah.
But we did live streams, so him and I performed on a Friday night in our lounge, set up the decks and stuff, and we did some live streams for our fans.
That's
and
so cool. Gosh, yeah. The digital world.
Just be creative.
Yeah, exactly.
And then obviously when lockdown finished and we were able to get back out there, it was really nice, because I guess it was the connecting with the fans that we did the most.
Totally. Fantastic. Drum and bass is a male-centric genre of music. I mean, music is, you know, somewhat male-centric. So what's it been like as a woman in the genre, especially seeing more women enter the genre over time as well?
Well, I mean, it's always been a real challenge.
Yeah.
Initially, when I first started, I kind of thought that I wouldn't be taken seriously as a female, even though I had the backing of a really big record label, Full Circle, back in the 2000s. I still felt like I couldn't express myself in my femininity, so I was always like a little rude girl on stage, you know, tracksuit and cap and, you know, like always quite feisty. And I think that was almost like a shield in a way. Like, I had to be very feisty and stand up for myself, because if I didn't, people would see that as a weakness.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that was also in my own head, in my own ego, you know, like thinking that I had to be that way. As I got older and I got more confident and I became more sure of myself and that I deserved to be there, I embraced my femininity more and I wasn't afraid to express myself in that way.
Amazing.
And now, obviously, seeing more women coming through has been really amazing for me, because I kind of feel like I paved the way for a lot of the women in the industry.
Totally.
Especially in Aotearoa. Yeah. And it's been really nice hearing them come up to me, like a lot of the younger girls come up to me and be like, oh, you know, you're my idol, or you've inspired me, or the advice that you gave me when. So I definitely don't feel so alone which is really, really awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
I just feel alone a lot of the time.
Splore is presenting their most diverse lineup yet this year, in fact. What does this mean to you, knowing that you're set to play alongside incredible women, people from all walks of life?
So, sorry, what was the question?
Oh, sorry. The Splore Festival, there's such a diverse lineup. And so what does that mean to you, playing alongside such incredible women as well?
Well, I mean, I've always seen Splore as quite a diverse, as probably one of the most diverse festivals in New Zealand anyway. And if you haven't been to Splore and you are listening, I totally encourage people to go because it is the most picturesque scenery and spot you could go to a festival. But also, yeah, this year it is really diverse and not just, you know, from a woman point of view, like representing LGBTQI community. I feel they've always been culturally really diverse.
Yeah.
You see a range of faces at the festival. So for me, it's obviously this all local lineup as well. There's not you know, the international headliners like other festivals have had. All local lineup, and yes, a lot of women. For me, it's more exciting the fact that I'm playing on the main stage with my live band. I've got a string quartet made up of all women. I get to perform in this really awesome, picturesque spot, but on the main stage. I've been going to Splore for 8 years.
Yeah.
So I finally graduated on the main stage.
Fantastic. Amazing. Gosh.
Of course, it's great that there's lots of women on the stage, but, you know, to me, I've always seen Splore as really diverse anyway. This year, I just think they've absolutely hit it out of the park.
Yes.
The lineup.
Most definitely. Sure. Yeah. Got to bring it back to Christchurch, right where me and Ben are right now and loving it. Christchurch seems to have kind of an ever-growing rave scene and drum and bass scene. We're seeing it grow right before our eyes. I know you have a show coming up at Flux on Saturday, February the 6th. What is your
Ciccarelli.
Yes, definitely. What's your experience been like so far in the Christchurch rave scene, and I guess what can people get excited for this upcoming show?
Well, you know that I cut my teeth in Christchurch. You know that, right?
Like,
I grew up, in quote marks, on the mic in Christchurch.
Yeah.
Christchurch was the city that shaped me. And back in the 90s when I first started and I was a kid raving, Christchurch was the place. It was where every DJ wanted to play. The Ministry, I mean, my God, what a legendary, iconic venue that was. And people wanted to go, and also Bass and Heaven, places like that, Hybrid. People wanted to come and play Christchurch because it was a scene that fostered drum and bass. It really spawned a lot of talent like myself and Shapeshifter. Need for Mirrors came from there. To me, I've always been really proud of Christchurch. Every time I go back to Christchurch, I feel like I'm going back to my old home, old stomping ground in a sense. And I love the fact that Christchurch is back on the rise as a city, but also as a scene. Me and Ciccarelli loved it last time we came down to Flux. We had such a good time.
Awesome.
The vibe down there, the fact that you guys love your liquid, love your liquid drum and bass.
We do.
You've got MJ, who's just coming out of here now, who plays Liquid 2. She's an amazing talent who recently won the Wahine EQ competition. So, yeah, people can expect drum and bass of a soulful nature and a deeper flavour. That's Ciccarelli's catchphrase.
Nice.
And a few tech rollers thrown into boot.
Exciting.
Fantastic.
Lyric on My Lip was released at the end of 2020, a celebration of the song's 15-year anniversary, and the documentary covers a variety of topics. I encourage listeners to watch it. What can people expect from this documentary, and what was the process behind it like?
The documentary is like a love letter to my fans, really. It's not, if you don't know anything about drum and bass or emceeing or me, you might want to do a little bit of reading before you watch it because some of it might go over your head. But if you love drum and bass and you know who I am, then you'll probably really, really enjoy it. It features cameos from people like Tikitane and Concord Dawn, Lady Six, Jay Bulletproof, and internationals such as Brian G, Ronnie Size, Dynamite MC, DRS. It's got a plethora of people throughout it, and it's really just talking about what Lyric on My Lip, what was so groundbreaking about it. You know, like, for a long time I didn't listen to that album because I was like, shame, like, I sound so young and the tunes are so old. But when you listen back to it, it's like, wow, this tune was really groundbreaking, you know?
Yeah.
It was the first album by a solo MC, woman or man, in the drum and bass scene in the world.
Mm.
It was fronted by a woman from New Zealand, you know, one of the few artists at that time who was crossing over into the UK scene.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who don't know my story, like, you know, I've got young dudes coming up to me and girls coming up to me being like, oh man, like, you've been around for like 5 years. So
yeah,
it's a really good look back at what the scene was like back then and how it was for me as a woman and the music. And the reason why I did it was because it recently celebrated, yeah, its 15-year anniversary. I wanted to do something that kind of celebrated that. And I felt it was time people knew my story. A lot of people don't really know my backstory and kind of how I got into the industry.
Fantastic. Very cool.
Thank you, guys.
Bring you back one last time to Splore Festival. We got to keep promo on it. You know, we're excited. Yes. Everyone's excited. I guess, do you have your elevator pitch for your set at Splore?
Yeah.
What can people expect when they go to see you at Splore Festival?
Ooh, well, if you love dancing in the ocean while listening to banging beats, you can do that at Splore. Mm. If you love losing yourself in a festival full of people in costume and glitter and good vibes, then this is definitely for you. My set is full live band. We've got bass ensembles on keys, a keys player, drums, guitar, string quartet, two backing singers. You can expect old school tunes, new school tunes, and high energy drum and bass vibes to rock you right through the night.
Woo! That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was amazing.
What a good pitch. Oh my goodness.
We quickly want to promote that next Friday we will be giving away a double pass to Splore Festival, so certainly stay tuned to RDU 98.5 for that. Thank you so much for coming on, Tali.
That's okay. I'll see you guys at Flux in a few weeks.
Yes, hell yeah. Yes, you will. We can't wait for it. We can't wait.
Nice one. All right, you guys have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye.